Thanks for tuning in to Inside Natural Bodybuilding and the Barbell One Show. My guest today is a professional natural bodybuilder who had a pretty good handle on CrossFit as well. He's known for his leg development, and he placed third in the WMBF World's Pro Bodybuilding Lightweight Division in 2013. He's the owner of two successful gyms called Beyond Limits Training in the Columbus, Ohio area. And I always make sure to stop in and train when I'm in town, and he and his fellow trainers are always great to be around. And Rich always has some really cool stuff going on during the Arnold, so the Arnold is coming up this week. Wanted to get in touch with Rich and hear what he's got going on during the Arnold, and hopefully convince a lot of you that will be attending that Beyond Limits is the place to be. So welcome to the show, Rich Lauro.
Thanks for having me on, John.
Yeah, no problem. Awesome to have you on. So let's go ahead and dive right into it. For people that are not familiar with Beyond Limits Training, what are you guys all about, and what do you have to offer at your gyms?
Well, first, I think when we talk about the Arnold Sports Festival weekend, synonymous with that is the sport of bodybuilding, but also it's a huge weekend for powerlifting, Olympic lifting, CrossFit, really any sport that's known to man is all happening at the convention center and all the arenas around town. So I think an offspring of that has been just Columbus has become an epicenter of fitness at a very high level. So our gym over the last 5 to 6 years has really gotten into all those avenues. Initially, we had started off as a training facility, doing mostly personal training and some bodybuilding training. But the demand, as we've seen, not just here locally in Columbus downtown, but also throughout the United States, has been a need for a great place to lift weights. So that's what we've really tried to create. And then regardless of your specialty, if it's, bodybuilding specific training, Olympic lifting, strongman training, for instance, or even to some of the local CrossFit athletes, providing them with a great place to both lift weights and go really hard and have fun while doing it. So I think our gym has just become just that for not even the local athletes, but the people coming through to visit during the Arnold Sports Festival weekend. They see that mix of equipment, that mix of people that are there for a reason. So if you're a fellow athlete and just kind of going through and, looking for a great place to train, I think that's the gym speaks for itself, because those walls have seen so much lifting. Like over the course of the last 5 to 6 years, a lot of weight's been lifted there, and just a lot of good personal records, whether it be lifting weights or, achievements. So it's been a lot of fun over the last 5 to 6 years.
Yeah, it's definitely really cool. To any of the listeners, I probably first met Rich in 2011, went out to the Arnold there in 2012, and it was definitely a good crowd of people there during the Arnold in 2012, but last year, 2014, just a whole other level. I mean, Ronnie Coleman trained there, Rich Piana trained there, Chris Jones and his crew trained there. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. There were bodybuilding.com photo shoots there, just all kinds of cool stuff. And, what does that kind of look like for you, just maybe to other gym owners that are in areas of certain events? How does one go about kind of bringing that kind of buzz and whatnot to the facility?
Much like I think any anything in fitness is creating relationships. So, having made relationships with you, for instance, or any of the athletes working down at the expo area. Starting back, I think in 2003, when I graduated Ohio State, one thing that we would do is go off to the Arnold Classic Expo and go meet with our friends who were getting into the sport or whatever sport they were in, and go visiting with the athletes and having a good time down there at the expo area, watching some of the competition. So over the course of the last, 10 to 15 years, I've had a chance to make friends with a lot of people. And so for us, those relationships have brought them back to the gym. That I think, that's really why we got into this, is not necessarily the, the sales aspect of the expo or the trade show that it is, but the gym. We all go to the gym and look forward to lifting weights. And so it's really cool to see the expo in action, like what we really like to do, being done at the gym. And so I just think it's a great place to do that. And for anybody, in downtown, just really opening up your doors and just embracing those people, because it's a vacation for them. So we try to make sure it's a special time for them, and that everybody's welcome. So we have a lot of companies send in samples. Hopefully we don't have to wait in line long to get samples here at the gym, but, you know, just having those when people come in is nice too. And then just shaking their hands and giving them a great place to train.
Yeah, that's really cool. Definitely. Everything you said there is very representative of the environment I've experienced, and people seem to really have a good time, and I know they come back as well. In addition to just going in there, getting a great workout, being around, you know, like-minded people, what kind of events can people expect this particular weekend? I know in the past you've had some pretty A-lister people. Lane Norton's given seminars there. Tony West does some posing clinics. What kind of events do you have scheduled?
Yeah, I think some of the things we're looking forward to. This year Lane is doing his VIP camp seminar again. He's going to do it Monday after the Arnold. I think that'll probably be easier for him and the fellow athletes to, you know, kind of break off after the expo's done to do their seminar on the Monday following. It is sold out, just in case anybody's asking, because we've had a lot of questions about that. They sold that out pretty quickly. So Monday afterwards, I know that they'll all be training in there, you know, during the daytime as well. Photo shoots are always a big part of our weekend. Last year we did have bodybuilding.com out. We have Noel DeGante shoots, and he does a lot of covers for a lot of the big magazines, and Eva Simone as well. Ed Pogolsky is shooting on Sunday, so, and I won't give those times away so that we don't get a flock of people coming in, so, or Ben Pogolsky, I should say. Yeah, we've got some other photo shoots still lining up, but I think that's one of those things too that, you know, we just get a phone call. Hey, I just placed high at the Arnold. MD wants to do a shoot, and we just get those calls. The gym shoots really well with all the brick and just the kind of hardcore look that it has, and the lighting's really nice. So that's a big thing for us. We don't have any posing seminars this year. Usually we do. But I think we're starting to see a little less of that because there's so many sports and events going on throughout the weekend that many of our actual members and athletes are going to be competing. So that's we're kind of leaving that open because we have just enough manpower to staff the gym and basically keep it up and going for everybody. And then we still want to get away and watch everybody compete if we have the chance. So I'll be kind of back and forth to the expo myself.
Awesome. So. And to anyone listening, much of what we've been referring to is Rich's downtown location, but it's my understanding you actually opened a new location a little over on the east side. Tell us about that facility. And then, and maybe for people that, you know, I don't want to point people maybe to somewhere where you maybe don't want them. I don't know. Are you encouraging a lot of people to go check that out if they feel the downtown's a little busy, or how's that going to be during the weekend?
You know, my best encouragement in terms of like avoiding gym crowds in general, like if you do want to get a good workout in and you're more of a serious athlete, I would encourage you to come during the daytime when most of the people are down at the expo center. So that's always my best advice, because sometimes we'll get some athletes that are prepping for things and it's like, hey, you should come in the morning. We're going to be staffing the gym from 5:30 a.m. to midnight throughout the weekend. So our hours of staffing, and then we'll have 24-hour key card access for some of the athletes as well. That'll do like a week pass, but, we are having, we did open up a new gym out east too as well, and we'll have some groups come out for that, and offer them up a key card as well. But the staffing is going to be fairly limited out there with the manpower, because we'll literally have multiple people working downtown at all times. Anticipating rushes, especially after the expo. It's always crazy. Every gym in Columbus downtown, basically everybody goes and sees the expo, maybe goes to the Arnold and the Arnold Classic, and then they just have to go to the gym afterwards. They have to lift weights, and so we get kind of flooded at night. So if you're, you know, a serious athlete, you want to get a workout in, if you come in during the day, it's usually not too crowded, and you can get in what you need to do, and that's anywhere. But, yeah, Beyond Limits Training East is in Pickerington, Reynoldsburg area. And so we opened that facility up because there basically wasn't a great place to lift weights and literally run around. We have like 40 yards of open space. It's about 12,000 square feet. So if you do want to come out for that, I would just encourage you to hop onto the website, shoot us a message, and we can let you check out that facility with some of the light staffing that we have out there.
Awesome. So let's shift the direction just a little bit to a couple of questions about just kind of the development of Beyond Limits. I think it's an intriguing story and, you know, inspirational story for anyone. Just, you know, started with one facility, moved into the upstairs, expanding to a second facility. Maybe you can just talk to, you know, aspiring gym owners out there, maybe just a few tips of advice, some hurdles you've encountered along the way, or some successes you've had that you would recommend that other people, you know, kind of follow your path.
Yeah, that's a great idea. One thing I always try to do is provide a good, like, example for future business owners or trainers wanting to open up their own place. Usually, my first advice is don't open up your own place if you want to keep doing lots of training, because if the gym's successful, it'll take that training from you and you'll end up having to run it, which is a great problem to have. But I think a lot of people love training and want to open up their own place, and you can only do so much at one time. But I think really what's made our place special is we had a business idea to do a training facility, mostly personal training, and then really just shaped and molded the gym around what the customer demand was. So very early on, we started to see power lifters, which was the base of our training anyways, you know, squat, bench, deadlift, to build, you know, strength and size for bodybuilding, or just even general fitness clients to develop a squat and, you know, pulling weight off the floor and pressing. But we found that they didn't have a place to go to, those power lifters. And then after we built the gym around them a little bit, we found that the strong man and strong women also didn't have a place to go, that they weren't fitting in at those large commercial gyms. They just couldn't do what they needed to do. And then after that, we started to see, well, the CrossFitter that also is emphasizing Olympic lifting, similar to the strongman, but in a different kind of way, that they didn't have a place to go and maybe didn't want to pay that monthly membership that was a higher price for the CrossFit gym. And so, you know, we really just listened to our customers and just stayed flexible in our approach. And so as we've expanded and really just try to provide more of a quality customer service focused business, that the second location, I kind of have the same thing in mind. We actually are a CrossFit affiliate, so we're offering classes all the time, but we're also an open gym and still key card access 24/7. So we'll have all those other elements that we have downtown, and that's similar to a commercial gym. But as far as like how that gym's going to evolve, we're going to see what the customer demand is in that area and just kind of build it around it. Some of our members have asked and like mentioned, hey, what about a climbing wall? I'm like, hey, I'd love to do some like rock climb work. There's a lot of space out here. If more people ask and that space isn't utilized, for instance, for Olympic lifting or cardio equipment, then that's something that we'll build. You know, if it's something that I think adds value and is fun and makes people better, then we'll do it, you know, if it makes sense for us. And so I think that has made us successful, and really not just like staying in a box. And I think that's the worst thing you can even do on your training, is just stay inside the box. But I think sometimes stepping outside of the box, whether it be in your training, in business, is what's going to make you successful.
Nice. And that's interesting, because I sometimes hear, you know, people really want to niche down their gym and, you know, just kind of be known as the place for, you know, like a Bev Francis gym, whatever, it's the bodybuilding gym or whatnot. But obviously, as you mentioned, there's definitely an evolution in what people are desiring as far as training programs they want to get into. And much of that does move towards this, I guess you'd say, you know, functional fitness, CrossFit and things like that. So how have you found, I guess, a good way to balance the personalities, if you will? I think some people think that things can be a little clicky. You know, you got the bodybuilders here and the CrossFitters there. And, you know, how do you think you guys have been able to so successfully, like, let all those people train under one roof without kind of getting in each other's hair, I guess?
You know, the stuff I see in social media, because you see a lot of that kind of angst towards, you know, certain niches. I think people that are really evolved in their training and coaching aren't in that, you know, back and forth kind of argument that you see, that's kind of silly, kind of schoolyard stuff, in my opinion. But I think you see these factions of, you know, for instance, like the bodybuilders that maybe don't powerlift, for instance, talking about the best way to grow, and the powerlifter saying that the best way to get strong and you have to do it this way. And you start to see this little, and then the CrossFitters like, oh, you guys don't functionally condition, so you don't know anything about being in great aerobic shape. And so you see this kind of back and forth. And honestly, I don't experience that at all in our gym. And I see it in social media, and I just wonder, like, what are other people around the country experiencing in gyms? Because I just don't experience that. It's really amazing to see a general fitness client trying to lose weight watch one of our powerlifters go for a 600-pound deadlift, and then turn around and see someone do like 21-15-9 of like pull-ups and thrusters really fast. Excuse me. Because that's their thing. And so to me, I always said, I don't really care what people are doing and how they're doing it, as long as they're getting better. And that's the thing that's been amazing over the last 5 years, is that I've seen all these different styles of training make these people better. And as long as they're staying balanced, I think that's really the biggest thing, is you never want to see an athlete, like for instance, get a little bit older and maybe lose that cardiovascular function and suddenly they're not that fit, or the power lifter lose mobility and get hurt. You know, so that's the thing I think that's really important, is that we stay balanced as athletes. And as coaches, we should be encouraging us to stay balanced. So whatever does that, I think we should promote that and not encourage to be so niched out. And for instance, that we become very successful at our lifting goals, but we just, you know, aren't as fit as we should be. And I think there's a season for that. We've all gone through the off season, in season phases, but you know, the more balance in a facility, I think the better. It's going to create, make people just think about things differently. And so we've really done a great job with it, but I think it's adding key people and not letting that ego kind of come in the gym. It just doesn't stay at the gym. If it comes in, it goes. We don't pay any attention to that. We're there for work and having fun.
That's awesome. No, you've definitely done a great job of promoting that and making that be the case at your gym. Let's go ahead and close on just a note of, you know, if people are in the town for Arnold and they want to come over and train, like, what does that process look like? I think people a lot of times, you know, wondering, you know, like, oh, is it a week pass, a day pass? What do I have to do? How do they come train?
Yeah, absolutely. Our day pass rate is $15, and then it's $3 for 3 days for $30. So it breaks down to like 10 bucks a day. Some people earn for multiple days. Our week key card passes are $40. They give you key card access so you can come anytime, because I know some people need to get in before 5 a.m. For whatever reason. They have to get up super early to come in, so we'll do the key card 24-hour pass, or if they want to come in late. And then any of the professional athletes, we do offer a $5 rate for them. We just need to have some clout come through the door that signifies that. Yeah, and then there's some special interest groups, too, that come in. So if they're part of those groups, then they just have to reach out to management, myself, and then we'll figure out if they're belonging to one of those groups. But, yeah, just day pass rates, just drop on in and have a great lift.
Awesome. Sounds great. Well, thanks for your time, Rich, and look forward to seeing you there later this week. And all the best. I'm sure it's going to be long nights for you getting ready for it to go down, but I'm sure always worth it, just as it is every year.
Yeah, it's always a great time. We look forward to seeing you, John. Thanks for having us on the show.
Yep, thank you. Thanks for tuning in to the Barbell One Show and Inside Natural Bodybuilding. Be sure to check out Beyond Limits Training while you're in town. Be sure to check out barbell1.com. Follow us on Instagram at barbell1. Check out updates from Beyond Limits Training on their Facebook page, which is always good, about posting a lot of content, photos, things just to keep you all updated on what's going down there. Again, a great crowd of people come through. A lot of big-name people. And speaking of big-name people, I actually had to give a ride to a big-name person or two last year. People just couldn't find cabs getting to and from the gym. So one thing I want to suggest, I'm not sure if others at that time were looking into it, but I've become aware of Uber and Lyft. And these are two services where you can basically take a ride, and just a regular person that's become a taxi with their vehicle just might be an option for you to consider if you're looking to get around downtown and get over to Beyond Limits. So check those out again. I've tried Uber personally and definitely had good success with it. So check those out, and we'll see you at the Arnold.
Go to barbell1.com now.